Hello. Hi, this is Jessica. Calling on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Stephen Williams.
Stephen Williams. Okay. Hi, Stephen. Thank you.
Thanks.
How
I'm good. How are you?
doing?
Okay, good. So again, my name's Jessica. I'm speaking on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I have not.
No, okay. And you're willing to affirm that's a law firm as well?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, and it was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. Did you have more than one diagnosis or did you have it multiple times?
No, just one.
Once? Okay. Okay, I'm sorry to hear again. And was it you that was diagnosed?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What year were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
February 2020.
Okay, February 2020. Do you know what age you were at time of diagnosis?
Like 18.
18. Gosh.
I'm sorry, you said my diagnosis. I'm sorry. I thought you meant when I first thought you was around. No, at the time of the diagnosis, I was.
I could do the math if you want me
30.
to.
It
What
was
year
like
were you born?
30.
Oh, you're 30.
1985.
1985. Okay, one second. So yeah, 35 years old would be it if it was a 2020. Okay. And then let's see. Where did you spray the Roundup? Was it at home or work or both?
At home.
Oh, home. Do you know what city you sprayed it in, where you were living?
Yeah, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. And then was anyone else in the household also diagnosed with a lymphoma? Anything like that?
No.
No. And then how many years did you use the Roundup? And this is estimately. Or do you know when you first started? I can help with the math if you don't know the total.
Like 12 years, maybe.
12 years total. Okay. Do you know what year you first started using it?
Like
Estimately?
2005, like
2005.
2005.
Did you ever stop spraying it?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what year that was,
Around
estimately?
26. Around 2017.
17? Okay. And some of the questions here are a bit repetitive, so I do apologize in advance. But did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on is a.
You
Oh,
mean
sorry.
at a time? Like in a row? Or just
Yeah,
like.
if you used it not in a row, just at least 10 days
Okay,
over the course, yeah.
definitely 10 days.
Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone
Oh, it's a smartphone.
or a landline? Smartphone, okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And then next year I'll read through a list of illnesses. Just let me know. You could give me yes or no's if you were ever diagnosed with them. So first one, HIV, AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B or C? What was it?
No.
No? Okay. Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No.
Is there any family history of cancer?
No, not before.
Okay. And then next here, we'll go through the injured party information. So you said the diagnosis was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, and then can you spell your first name for me?
S-T-E-V-E-N.
S-T-E-V-E-N?
Yes.
And then your last name?
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
M-S, okay. Perfect. And then do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third, fourth? What was it?
No.
No? Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Male. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
October 17, 1985.
Yes. Okay. And then your social?
494-02-2555.
And again, so the date of birth was 10-17-1985. And then okay. Social 494-02-2555.
Great.
Okay. And happy belated birthday. And then, and next questions. This is just best to your knowledge. How did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like TV, social media, doctor, friend?
TV. I seen it.
Okay. And then, do you know what year, estimately, you first became aware that the cancer was related to Roundup whenever you first saw the TV ad?
2017.
Yeah. Okay. And then, what is your height?
6'2"? 6'6".
Okay. And then your weight?
160. Yes.
Okay, and then we'll go through the contact information. What is your email address?
SlamWheel4@gmail.com.
It was, I'm so sorry, can you repeat the beginning?
SlamWheel4@gmail.com. SlamWhill4@gmail.com.
Okay, so it's S L as in Larry, I L as in Larry, W I L as in Larry, L as in Larry, 4@gmail.
Yes, S L I M W I L L. 4@gmail.
Okay. So sorry, the phone keeps breaking up, so I apologize. And then you said the phone number you're speaking on is a cell phone. Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
6625
Silver Fox.
Silver Fox? Missouri. 63034.
I'm so sorry. It was 6625 Silver Fox.
Drive. Florissant, Drive. Missouri.
Florissant, Missouri. Yeah. And then zip code 63034. Okay. Perfect. And then bear with me. Next year, we'll go over the Roundup usage information. So how many times per month were you using the Roundup per year? And this is just best to your knowledge, 2 or 3 times. And then was it all year round or just for a couple months?
Just, you know, during the spring and summer, fall, like when the weather permitted.
So spring, would you say like 6 months, 8 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months, okay. So 18 times per year then, if it was three. So 18 times per year. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
No. It wasn't 1 year before.
So you were diagnosed in 2020, and then you previously said you used it before, from 2005 to 17.
Right.
So you did, right?
Yeah, I started using it around 2017.
Yeah. Yeah, but you did use it
like
for
a year before.
Yeah, at least 1 year.
Like
year
yeah,
no.
Okay, yeah, that's
okay, perfect. And then just to reconfirm, so you estimately first started in 2005 and then you stopped in roughly 2017.
Correct.
Okay. And then let's see. Did you use any protective gear while applying the Roundup?
No.
Okay. Were you using it for like lawn care, maintenance?
Yeah, lawn care. Like the weeds and the garden.
Okay. So you were spraying in like the lawn. What state did you spray the product in?
Missouri.
And then would you say your exposure was residential, agricultural, commercial?
Yeah.
It was residential?
No, residential. Yeah.
Okay. And you were the one doing the spraying?
That's correct.
Or was somebody else? Okay. Yourself. So it would have been direct exposure. And you already said you were the one spraying it. So it would have been personal. Let's see. How often? You were there for each time that you used it?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, I know some of the questions here are worded a little weird, so I apologize about that. And then... let's see. So how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? So if it's 18 and then 18 times per year, you said you used it for roughly 12 years total. So 18 times 12, 216. Does that sound accurate? Okay. Did you ever get like your home water from a well?
No.
No. Okay. And then, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
No. Okay. And then, were you ever exposed to benzene? What was it?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Okay. Were you ever exposed to Agent Orange?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Okay. And then... the product information, were you using like concentrated, where you had to add anything to it, or was it already pre-mixed and ready to go?
I've used both.
Both? Okay. Do you know
just
where you were?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where you were purchasing the Roundup? If it was like Ace's, Lowe's, Home Depot, Tractor Supply? Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Do you have any receipts of for purchases, credit card statements, anything like that? If not, no worries.
I don't.
Okay. You said no, right, to the receipts?
Right.
And then, do you have any old, like, Roundup bottles or anything in your possession still?
I don't.
No? Okay. Were you ever a smoker, cigarette smoker?
No.
No. Okay. Are you currently employed?
I am.
You are? Okay. Who is your employer?
Spears.
Spears?
Spears. S-T-E-R-I-S. Spears.
You said S-T-E-E-R-S?
S-T-E-R-I-S.
R. It was S-T-E-I-R-S?
Yes.
Okay, so sorry. And then what city are they in?
Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, okay. And then your job title?
Sub-assembly tech.
What was it?
Sub-assembly tech.
Okay. And then did you lose any time off work due to like surgeries or treatments related to the cancer diagnosis?
Yes.
You did. Do you know what like dates or months or years that you had to take off? Anything like that?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Were you, or have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
I have not.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy? Excuse me.
I have not. No.
Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, were you ever convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then next here, the medical information. First off, do you have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least for the doctor?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Camille Abou.
Okay. What was the first name?
Camille. C-A-M-I-L-L-E.
C-I-M.
C-A-M-I-L-L-E.
Okay. Bamil. At what hospital?
Christian Hospital.
It's called Christian Hospital?
Yeah.
In what city?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. Okay. One moment. And then is his last name Abboud?
Yeah.
That's it? Okay. Did he also give you treatments?
Yes.
Okay. And then bear with me here. Trying to pull up the Christian Hospital.
Christian Northeast.
Is it on Dunn Road?
Yes.
That's the one? Okay. And you had like treatments, everything was done there?
That's correct.
Okay. And then let me grab his phone number real fast. Okay, and then do you know what type of treatment you received? Was it like stem cell transplant, chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Just blood, like I had chemotherapy and pain meds.
Okay. Gosh, I'm sorry. And so they do want to know, was the diagnosis, like how the diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin lymphoma impacted your life? So that could be like physical, mental stressors, family stressors, financial.
Oh, yeah. All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact information. So we request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact? No? Okay. One moment. Okay, and then I'm just going to read through some of our information here just to verify before I send you over the documents, and then we'll be good to go here. So again, you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. It was February of 2020.
Good.
And you were age 35 at time of diagnosis.
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and then you approximately had 12 years of exposure to the spray in your lifetime, correct?
Yes.
And then you did spray for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And you are a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And then you did spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me here. I'm going to prep up the forms here. They'll be sent via text and email. Bear with me, okay? I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick, okay? Okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be right back. One moment.